And see, you know more than me. I had no idea there was even any kind of name for such a thing.
Yeah, wait, come. You see what? You build one like this, then you want to put a porch on it. You've got to have, when it comes together, it's got to be added for that waterfall.
Okay. All right. Now, what about, did you ever have anything to do with any plowing or?
Yeah.
And you told me you did some farming.
I love to plow.
How would you have to go over it? Did you go over it with a plow and then with some other tools or?
Yeah. I know one time, well, I plowed with my daddy before I got married. I could, a lot of people couldn't hold a plow, I'd hold the sled. So after I got married, my husband, he was kind of sick, and we had a tent we were staying with. And he could, his wife was in the hospital, and we thought he was gone. And his crop needed working. So my husband, he's going to go plow a side. See, we go side, and then go back west the middle out. So after he got gone, I got the other mule. I hooked her up to the plow and I went. And you know how, and he liked one up and down. I liked one up and down when I got to him. I plowed all afternoon. I enjoyed it. I'd hit my daddy old hay. And you'd run away with me, you'd see, throw me off the hay.
Oh, gosh. Did it hurt you?
No.
No?
Mm-hmm. No, see, I fell in the hay.
Mm-hmm.
I fell in the hay.
Now, did you have some kind of tool that you'd have to go through after you plowed and break up the...
No, after you plowed it one time, that's it. Now we plowed it, or he plowed the land up, so you break it up, get all the weeds and stuff off the land, then come back and lay your rows off and then go to plowing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But that's
mm-hmm.
all the turning, you say, they didn't do.
You didn't have any kind of something with
no, not like that.
Prongs or anything to go across it with.
Because they didn't have that back then.
Yeah. How about a? Did you have anything that you could hook behind the mule to carry your plows and other equipment back and
drags.
Forth?
You had drags. Take two poles to make it, and there's more to make it drag. Hook the mule to it, and I crawled on the drag into which plowing it and go to the field.
Okay. So you built those yourself?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How about something to carry around just around a garden, like with the wheel on it that you'd push?
We didn't.
Some kind of a cart or?
We bought what they called a wagon, a wagon, a four wheel wagon, a cart. To pull heavy things like that.
Mm-hmm. What about something with just one wheel?
That was a wheel bar.
Mm-hmm. Did you build those yourselves,
no,
too?
Mostly.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because you had to sew your wheel. You couldn't buy a metal wheel, so you had to sew a wood wheel and bore a hole in the middle of it, you see, and then fix it like that.
Oh, okay. Even the wheel was made?
Yeah, wheel was homemade.
At home.
Yeah, sew down a tree. And I saw if you one block, about 2 inches thick, but hold the center of it and make your wheel go.
Uh-huh,
that's the way children made the cart.
Uh-huh.
The little wagons.
Okay. Would you have something to sharpen the tools and things?
Yeah, we'd have to get us a file, what they call a file, to do that with.
Uh-huh.
And if we wanted to grease this saw we'd saw with, we had to use meat skin.
Oh, okay.
It's true.
And that, you could sharpen it on that, or?
No, you'd sharpen it. You couldn't, that was your, you'd have to sharpen your knives with the, and your axes, and holding things with the file. Then you should have a saw to saw, or you would wish, you know, you have it and I have it.
Uh-huh.
You've seen them have it.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And